You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. If you live in Michigan, chances are you're familiar with at least one of its 2,600 dams. And chances are that dam is twice as old as you. 90% of dams in Michigan will meet or exceed their design life this year, but the state can only afford to fix a fraction of them. To prevent further collapses like those in Midland, the state must prioritize the most dangerous dams. IPR's Cassidy Huff has more.
The Cordwell Creek Dam in Wolverine, Michigan is 54 years old. Although it's younger than most dams in Michigan, Tim Swolinski, a fisheries biologist with the DNR, says it's older than it should be.
That's a relatively young structure, 1966. But, Cassidy, if we put shingles on your house in 1966, would they still be around?
Cornwall Creek flooding, the lake created by the dam, is an outdoorsman's paradise, according to local Joe Jericho.
Well, one of the neat things about it is there's 100% wild shoreline. Nothing, no development other than the dam itself and the boat access site.
This makes it a popular fishing, canoeing, and camping spot, but still wild enough where Jericho sometimes spots eagle and loon nests. And it holds countless memories, especially for fishermen.
He had hooked into a muskie and was able to land it, and it was actually legal size, and so he was just so happy, and everybody within probably a half, three-quarters of a mile, his voice was so loud, was hearing how excited he was about catching such a nice fish.
The lake has drawn in nature lovers from across the state for decades, but the Cornwall Creek Dam is one of six high-hazard, poor-condition dams in Michigan. Actually, one of five now that the Edenville Dam is gone. Cornwall Creek Dam could fail during an everyday rainstorm. If it collapsed, it could produce a flood wave strong enough to wipe out several nearby roads downstream. But if the dam were removed, the lake would disappear with it.
This is a dam that provides a big lake with tons of fishing in the lake. The creek you and I can spit across. We drained it down. It's just a swampy creek instead of 300 acres of high-quality fishing water and kayaking and camping on it.
So instead, the DNR wants to rebuild it, but that'll cost anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000. That's cheap, actually. Most dams cost millions of dollars to remove. A large hydroelectric dam can cost tens of millions. So how much money does the DNR have to work on over 1,000 state-owned dams in Michigan? Joe Noner, with the DNR, says not much.
So in total, you're looking at about $1.8 million per year from the Fisheries Division that could potentially work on dam removal and repair. But that also addresses all of the other habitat needs. So, you know, we're doing a lot with that money. It's not just working on dams.
Noner says the state can afford to remove about one per year. But in the case of Cornwall Creek, a conservation group stepped in. Leisha Ramsdell is the associate director of Huron Pines, a group that helps fund environmental projects in northern Michigan.
We all knew, you know, you can't leave this as is, because at some point it probably would fail, and nobody wants that as an option.
The Cornwall Creek Dam should be rebuilt by fall of next year. But with so many dams and so little money, it's unlikely that many other dams in Michigan will receive the same attention anytime soon. Even if there was enough money to address the 90% of Michigan dams that require maintenance now, it would take years. Kimberly Balke was a project coordinator for the Boardman River Renewal Project in Traverse City. Her team removed three dams on the Boardman River. It took 13 years.
The lesson I learned with the Boardman is that it takes a while to even do a removal. So it's best to decide to remove that dam while you have time to safely remove it.
No money has been added to the state's dam maintenance fund since the collapse of the Edenville Dam, and there's currently no plan to. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said she would like to increase the state's dam fund, but she first wants support from the federal government. For IPR News, I'm Cassidy Huff.